USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a virtual meeting for 3+ hours Monday night. It was Tuesday morning in China. The two leaders discussed disagreements over Taiwan and human rights. It should be noted neither leader brought up the subject of COVID-19 that has killed millions of people worldwide. President Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday. This will allocate billions to states and local governments to upgrade outdated roads, bridges, and transit systems. The South Lawn ceremony was attended by 800 invited guests. Pfizer has agreed to a licensing deal with the United Nations Medicines Patent Pool for its COVID-19 pill. Roughly a month after Merck said it licensed its COVID pill with the MPP, these antiviral pills have showed positive results in reducing the severity of the infection and deaths. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. With guidelines and regulations changing by the week, one thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Closing arguments were heard Monday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Mr. Rittenhouse shot three people, killing two during riots that defense attorneys say was self-defense. Prosecutors painted a vigilante picture of the defendant. President Biden called Mr. Rittenhouse a white supremacist.
A Wisconsin prosecutor called Kyle Rittenhouse a gunman with no honor or legal authority to kill two men during protests last year in Kenosha.
One of the things to keep in mind is that when the defendant provokes the incident, he loses the right to self-defense. You cannot claim self-defense against a danger you create.
Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger challenging Rittenhouse's claim of self-defense August 25, 2020. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
In a 31-29 vote Saturday in Wyoming, about one-third of Wyoming's 23 counties will no longer recognize Representative Liz Cheney as a Republican. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill signed into law by President Biden Monday is being attached by Democrats to another $4 trillion in additional spending through President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better legislation. Republican Congressman Representative Dan Muser from Pennsylvania on Newsmax Monday.
You know, last year we spent $5.6 trillion for recovery and relief and for a vaccine. This year, if the Democrats have their way, they're going to spend more than that this year alone. $6 trillion, maybe even $7 trillion. Look, I helped actually design the TNI bill, the infrastructure bill. It was far from perfect, but it was okay. But when something's attached to an additional, completely dependently attached to a $4 trillion additional spend, that made it completely unacceptable, along with an additional $1 trillion in taxes, primarily focused on small business, along with diminishing our national security by the attack on our domestic fuel. They want to double down on all of the big government programs that they want to initiate, and it will make things worse. All of this spending does nothing but add to our money supply. Our money supply in our country is up over 35% already. That's unbelievable, but the effect on that, the cause creating the effect is the inflation that we have and the workforce unavailability.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.